Well, let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. John Davis joins us from WristPulse out of Chicago. Hey, John, thanks for being with us today.
Well, my pleasure here, Todd.
Let's start in the United States. I have made note from many of the weather forecasters we talked to that the west to east flow is bringing rainfall and has. What can you tell me about what conditions are like in the growing regions across the nation?
Well, it's very active, and so this is the beginning of our major pattern change that started late last week, and this is not going to be a short-term event. It looks like we're going to have weeks of pretty wet conditions across the central U.S., along with very warm conditions, too. And it's pretty unusual at this time of year to have that combination of wet and warmth, usually at this time of year. When you're wet, you're on the cool side, but that's not the pattern that we're seeing right now. So temperatures above normal, rainfall above normal, and that is a very strong tendency, at least through the middle portion of April.
Well, that sounds like a long, wet start to the growing season. Will there be enough time in there for producers to begin planting, or will they have to wait until after mid-April?
Well, it's a situation where for the time being, because we had been so dry and very warm, you know, last month and up until late last week, that for the next week or two, you know, this is a beneficial situation. It increases topsoil moisture. It raises soil temperatures to support germination of some of the summer crops. So it's highly beneficial for the next couple of weeks. Granted, by the time you get to the middle of April, you're going to need some breaks in the action. And with those breaks in the action, then that will allow planting to take place. But that's going to be a key time period coming up, is that middle to end of April, and getting enough dry days or open fieldwork delays to prevent any kind of significant planting and any kind of big delays in fieldwork operations.
We've had very dry conditions in the southwest, Great Plains through Missouri, and in the southeast. Will this be alleviated by the systems you're talking about?
Big time. The hard red belt and the plains, especially western Kansas and the panhandles, that was the driest area of any ag area in the world. And so the events that are happening right now that we expect, well, five more systems to move through after the last two, you're going to see a major turnaround in their situation, a huge increase in moisture conditions, and thus alleviation of stress and much better growth into the early portion of April.
And in the southeast?
Southeast looks like they too will be getting into some rainfall coming up as we begin to get active there later on this week and over the weekend. So, yeah, they're in need of rain as well, and they too will see somewhat of an improvement. Not the kind of amounts there that you're going to see in the Mississippi River Basin, but certainly the southeast needs rain, and they will be getting some over the next 10-day period.
John, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking so much time with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Todd. Anytime.
That, of course, John Davis. He is with WristPulse out of Chicago, Illinois.